and welcome. We're ready for game number two of our triple header tonight. It's Putnam County taking on Canton Boys, and that game is coming up with Donnie Middleton. It's being brought to you by Mayberry Farms and Accessories, north of Memphis, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank, and Unionville Republican Weekly Newspaper. And now let's take you back down to La Plata for tonight's broadcast with the play-by-play. Here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
Thank you, Dave. And like Dave said, this is the second game of the evening. And Putnam County boys, Canton boys. Take a look at the starting lineup. First four, Canton. Evan Burbridge, a junior. Zach Sparrow, a sophomore. Caleb Cox, a sophomore. Preston Brewer, a freshman. And Kyle Frazier, a junior. So Evan Burbridge, Zach Sparrow, Caleb Cox, Preston Brewer, and Kyle Frazier. The Tigers are 11-9 and coached by Dalton Armantrout. And for Putnam County, I can tell you the first three. Now, okay, there's Carter Simmons. Okay, so he's one. And Blaine Perkins. Also, Jace Tomlin. Owen Ream. Now, who's the, this would be number 45. And that would be Cooper Hornaday. So, write that down real quick. He's Putnam County's missing a couple of players, mainly Trace Riediger. So Kyle Fleischman had to make some changes. That's Carter Simmons. So I'll get that down. Okay, so then it'll be Blaine Perkins, Chase Tomlin, Owen Ream, Carter Simmons, and Cooper Hornaday. That's your starters for Putnam County. As a Cam players out on the floor, so it'll be Kyle Frazier to jump center against Carter Simmons. As a few more people starting to show up. As Simmons is set, Frazier is set, ball is up. Tip is controlled by Cam as Preston Brewer has it to Cable Cox, and Cox will give it to Burbridge on the right wing, inside to Brewer down the right lane, out to Cox. They get it back to Sparrow. Now they get it across the floor. As Sparrow put up a shot, missed it. Owen Ream off the rebound, wants to run. Try to bounce fast to Perkins, and stolen away by Caleb Cox. As Cox will bring it across the timeline. 2-3 zone by Putnam County. Burbridge has it on the right wing, skips it to the left wing to Sparrow. Sparrow to Cox inside to Brewer. Now three-pointer by Caleb Cox, no good. And off the rebound, Owen Ream. Ream gives it to Perkins. Perkins dumps it off inside to Hornaday, stolen away by Canton. As now Sparrow almost went over and back, gives it to Cox. The Burbridge, top of the key. Cox on the right wing beyond the arc. Gives it in the corner to Burbridge. Burbridge in the right corner. Guarded by Tomlin. Back to Cox. Trying to get it inside to Frazier. Stolen away by Ream. Ream puts up the shot. No good. Tip up by Perkins. No good. Another tip. No good. That one by Carter Simmons. And a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Carter Simmons. So Simmons picks up his first foul. Full court pressure by Putnam County. Sparrow gets the ball to Brewer. Back to Cox across the timeline to Burbridge. Burbridge takes it right into the paint, lays it up from five and got it. Evan Burbridge has 2 points. Perkins gets it to Ream. As Ream fires a three from the right wing, no good. Rebound tipped around by Tomlin. Saves it in bounds, but right to Burbridge. As Burbridge spin move into the paint, puts it up, missed it. Frazier with a rebound, puts it up and in. Kyle Frazier with two. Here comes Perkins to Hornaday. Now on the right wing to Ream. Back to Hornaday. Kicks it back out to Perkins. Tomlin on the left wing to Hornaday at the high post. Ream for three. No good. And Brewer comes off with a rebound. Brewer gets the ball ahead to Sparrow. Now Cox on the right wing. Cox takes it out between the two circles. Gives the ball to Burbridge on the deep right wing. Bird Reach tried a backdoor play, and Jennifer Sparrow and threw it a little bit too high over Sparrow's head out of bounds. So Lee Carter Simmons to inbound for Putnam County. No pressure by Canton, but it looks like Canton's going to go to a 2-3 zone as Perkins gives it to Simmons on the left wing. To Tomlin, now back to Perkins. Ream off the baseline from 10. No good. Hornaday with a rebound. Put back good. 2 points for Cooper Hornaday. As Brewer gets it ahead to Burbridge on the right wing. Now Sparrow in the right corner inside to Brewer off glass. Got it. Preston Brewer has 2 points. Lane Perkins brings it across the timeline, gets it Hornaday at the high post, the right wing to Ream. Now Perkins inside, he goes to Simmons, put up a shot, rejected by Kyle Frazier. Out with it comes Cox, gets it to Brewer. Now Burbridge on the right wing, skips it to the left wing to Sparrow, steps into a three, no good. And Tomlin comes off the rebound. The Perkins, underhanded pass, tried to get it to Ream. Loose on the floor, and he's tied up by Sparrow. Alternating possession stays with Putnam County. As in for Putnam comes Braden McReynolds, and Carter Simmons checks out. As Tomlin has it on the left wing, Ream top of the key. McReynolds will try a three, partially blocked by Brewer, and out with it comes Canton. So Sparrow tried to throw through about three blue jerseys to get it inside to Frazier. Batted away by Putnam County. Ahead to McReynolds. Put up a shot and missed it. But drew the foul. And the foul is going to be on Burbridge. So Evan Burbridge picks up his first foul. And Braden McReynolds will go to the line. He'll shoot two shots. First shot up. Got it. First point for Burbridge. As into the ball game comes Caden Oliver, and out will go Sparrow for the Tigers. 4-5 left to play in the first quarter. 6-3, Canton with the lead. As McReynolds will have one more shot. One looking for two. Ice it, fires it, and pinballs it out. No good. Frazier high for the rebound. To Brewer gets it ahead to Burbridge. Burbridge finds Cox between the two circles. Now Oliver has it on the left wing. Oliver kicks it over the right wing to Cox. Down on the baseline to Brewer. Kicks it back out to Burbridge. Now Oliver for three off the left wing. No good. And run down the rebound, Mason Morris. As Morris will bring it across the timeline to the midget. To McReynolds between the two circles. Finds Hornaday at the high post. Tomlin on the left wing. Back to McReynolds. Now they give it to Ream. Ream puts it one off glass from 10. No good. Rebound. Tipped around. Cox had it. It lost it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Putnam basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket. As Owen Ream will inbound to Hornaday in the left corner. Kicks it out to McReynolds. They'll look pass inside to Morris. Now they get inside to Tomlin. Puts up the shot. Missed it. Whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Kyle Frazier. So Frazier picks up his first foul. And Chase Tomlin will go to the line. He'll look looking for his first points of the ball game. First one up. It's no good. Off the heel of the rim. 3:11 left to play in the first quarter. 6-3. Canton with the lead. As Tomlin eyes it, fires it, and got it. So Chase Tomlin with 1 point. It's a 2-point Canton lead. It's Oliver in the backcourt. Bad pass. No way by Tomlin. Three-pointer on the way by McReynolds. No good. And rebound tipped around. Out with it comes Caleb Cox. As Cox will bring it across the timeline. Takes it down to the dotted line. Throws up a shot. No good. Gets his own rebound out. 15-footer. No good. And Burbridge tried to save it. And it goes out of bounds, but they say last touch by Chase Tomlin. So Burbridge underneath his own basket will inbound. Gets it to Oliver on the right wing beyond the arc. Oliver with a couple of dribbles gives it back to Cox between the two circles. Cox back to Oliver on the right wing. Oliver back to Cox. Burbridge has it in the right corner, dribbles to the right wing, or left wing, gets it inside to Brewer, turns, puts it up and got it. You can't let Preston Brewer get it that deep. He or Kyle Frazier. 4 points for Brewer. Now McReynolds on the right wing inside to Moore. Dotted line, put up his shot. Blocked by Frazier. Blocked again by Frazier as Owen Ream dribbles one off his foot out of bounds. Carter Simmons will check back in as Cooper Hornaday will check out for the Midgets. Full court Frazier by Putnam County. Brewer will inbound. Looks for somebody. Gets it out to Cox. Cox on the far sideline. Bounce past to Burbridge. Burbridge gets it over to Brewer. Brewer takes it into the paint. Kicks it to Oliver on the left side of the circle. Now Cox trying to get it inside to Frazier. Batted away. That was Simmons. And now to Owen Ream. And Ream will take it to the right wing. To McReynolds on the right side of the circle. Carter Simmons out to Tomlin on the left wing. To Mason Morris. And we have a whistle and too much time in the lanes for Carter Simmons, I think. As Sparrow checks back in for Canton. And Caleb Cox will set down. 1:42 left to play in the first quarter. Brewer gets the ball in. And it goes. They had it to Sparrow, put up a shot, missed it. Frazier got the rebound, missed the putback. As in the ball game, Drew Gottman for Canton. Brewer to Sparrow for three, way short. And off the rebound, McReynolds to Owen Ream to the left wing. As Ream running 10-footer, missed it. And off the rebound is Sparrow to Brewer. Gets it head to Oliver on the left wing. Oliver will take it to the hoop, puts up the shot. He tried to get it, I think, to Frazier. Probably should have taken the shot. Blocked out, knocked out of bounds by Putnam County. So Zach Sparrow will inbound on the near sideline. Sparrow looks for somebody, gets it to Oliver between the two circles. Now Brewer. Brewer across the free throw line, out to Otto. Kicks it back top of the key to Oliver. Sparrow inside to Frazier, and a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Carter Simmons, and that's his second. So two fouls on Carter Simmons as Preston Brewer will inbound underneath his own basket. Brewer looks for somebody, still looks, gets it in the left corner to Sparrow, to Oliver. Oliver running 15-footer and got it. So 2 points for Caden Oliver. Owen Ream across the timeline to Tomlin. To Ream back top of the key. Tomlin down to Morris in the left corner. To Ream on the left side of the circle. Ream gives it back to McReynolds on the right wing. Inside to Morris. Lost the ball. Stole away by Kyle Frazier. To Brewer. Brewer across the timeline. Oliver on the left wing. Oliver kicks out to Otto. Otto step back three on the way. No good. Rebound taken in the right corner by Sparrow. Now Oliver will try a three. No good. Carter Simmons comes off with the rebound. 10-4, Canton with the lead as Simmons. Back right side of the circle. Now long three on the way. Bullseye! By Braden McReynolds. He has four. As now, Putnam County steals the ball. A prayer to Buzzman. No good. And that's into the first quarter. With the score, Canton 10, Putnam County 7. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports. It's Slip It, Cuff It, Check
It. Talk to doctor now and share it. I get it. Slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it. Slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it. Slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Welcome back, everybody. Tula played a high school. We'll play the tournament boys first-round game, second game of the evening. And Canton leading Putnam County, a 4-5 matchup. Number 4 seed, Canton Tigers. Number 5, Putnam County. Canton on top, 10-7. As Canton will have the basketball out of bounds on the far sideline, as Drew Gottman will inbound to Oliver. Oliver gets it to Brewer to high post. Gottman for three on the way. Airballed it. And out with it comes Tyler Frazier. Puts it back up and in. He has two. As now three from McGrenals on the way off the right wing. No good. Fight for the rebound. And out with it comes Sparrow to Brewer. Brewer gives it on the right wing to Oliver. As Oliver still with the dribble into the right corner. Kicks it over to Otto in the left corner. Sparrow, couple of dribbles inside the arc. Now Oliver top of the key, back to Sparrow on the baseline. Goes to Frazier, puts it up, no good. Had the rebound off his knee and goes out of bounds. So it'll be Putnam basketball. No pressure in the backcourt by Canton. So it will be Morris to inbound to Blaine Perkins. Back to Morris on the left wing. Morris looks for somebody. Dribbles inside the arc. Now in the left corner. It will go to Riley Ayers. Now top of the key for three. Bullseye. Braden McReynolds has seven. And it's a two-point Canton lead with the basketball. Oliver gets it inside to Brewer. Brewer just puts it up and in. Makes it look real easy. 6 points for Preston Brewer. 4 point Canton lead. Ayers across the free throw line. Now McReynolds at the free throw line. Blaine Perkins takes it down the right lane, lays it up. Got it. 2 points for Blaine Perkins. 2 point Canton lead, 14-12. It's Brewer to Otto. Sparrow on the left wing. To Oliver, top of the key to Sparrow on the left baseline. Frazier kicks it over to Gottman, tried to get it inside to Brewer, and knocked out of bounds by Putnam County. So Blaine Perkins couldn't quite get a handle on it. So Preston Brewer will inbound underneath his own basket. Brewer slaps the ball, looks for somebody. Still looks for somebody to throw it to, gets it to Oliver in the right corner. Oliver gets it back out to Sparrow on the right wing, back to Oliver. Inside to Frazier. Frazier gets inside to Brewer with a left hand. Got it. 8 points for Preston Brewer. 4 point Canton lead. Cox gets set to check back in along with Evan Burbridge. So McReynolds lost the ball at the free throw line. The Sparrow puts up the shot. It went in, but it's going to be called on the floor. As Braden McReynolds picks up the foul, that'll be his first. As Carter Simmons and Owen Ream both check back in. Perkins and Morris check out. For Canton, Burbridge and Cox both check in. Oliver and Gottman both check out. So Preston Brewer underneath his own basket gets it out to Cox on the right wing. Just over to Burbridge. Long three on the way. Bullseye. Evan Burbridge hits a three from downtown La Plata. As Ream gives it to McReynolds on the right wing. Ayers, top of the key. On the right wing, McReynolds. McReynolds has it between the two circles. To Ream on the left wing. To the right wing, McReynolds. Inside, Carter Simmons puts a shot up, no good from five. Knocks off the rebound. Gets it out to Burbridge, and Burbridge will bring it across the timeline to the top of the key. Cox will try a three. Bullseye! Caleb Cox has 3 points. 22-12. 10 points. Can't believe. It's Ream to McReynolds on the right wing. McReynolds picks up the dribble. Bounce past the Ream. He'll try a long three. No good. And the rebound is Hornaday. His putback no good. Brewer with a rebound. Gets it ahead to Burbridge. As Burbridge kicks it inside to Sparrow, off glass, missed it. And Hornaday off the rebound. to Owen Rehm. Rehm takes it to the hoop, put up a shot, rejected by Brewer. Now Cam the other way. Cox to Burbridge for three. No good. Long rebound. Comes back out to Burbridge between the two circles. Burbridge gives it to Sparrow on the left wing. Sparrow running 10-footer off the baseline. No good. And Ayers comes off the rebound for Putnam County. Out to McReynolds. McReynolds across the timeline, picked up by Sparrow. Gives it to Ayers on the left wing. Back it goes to McReynolds with a whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Zach Sparrow. That's his first. Ayers checks out, and Tomlin checks back in. 3:52 left to play in the first half. 22-12, Kent with the lead, Putnam with the basketball. It's Owen Rehm gets it to McReynolds. Between the two circles now, Tomlin on the right wing in the right corner. Rehm back to Tomlin. Rehm will try another three. No good. And Kyle Frazier off the rebound. Gets it ahead to Sparrow. Now Burbridge, top of the key. Burbridge from the dotted line got it. 7 points for Evan Burbridge, and Putnam County wants a timeout. 3:29 left to play in the first half. Canton 24 and Putnam County 12, back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Small towns are built upon the support of the people who call them home. When we all work together, there are no limits to what we can achieve. For over two decades, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We lift up the people and the programs that unite us. Thanks to your dedication, we're able to support the communities we serve in multiple ways, taking us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Putnam County students and athletes.
3:29 left to play in the first half. Boys' first round game, and it's Canton leading Putnam County 24-12. Putnam with the basketball. Perkins gets it to Tomlin on the left wing, dribbles to the top of the key to Rehm. Now Perkins around the top of the key. Tomlin back to Rehm on the left wing. Perkins takes it right at Frazier, dumps it inside to Carter Simmons, puts it up and in. 2 points for Simmons. Back to a 10-point Canton lead with the basketball as Cox gives it to Burbridge. Long three on the way off the left wing. No good, but Cox with a long rebound. Sparrow gets it in to Brewer. Puts it up. Got it. Right in front of the basket. 10 points for Preston Brewer. Here comes Putnam in a hurry. Perkins to Tomlin on the left wing. Bounce pass to Rehm. Rehm takes it down the right lane. Tried to kick it back out to Perkins. And by Perkins and goes out of bounds. So it'll be Canton basketball as Brewer will check out. And Bryce Baker will check in for the Tigers. Burbridge will inbound on the far sideline. Gets it to Caleb Cox. Cox gets it back to Sparrow. He dribbles out between the two circles. Bounce pass inside. Caleb Cox gets Hornaday in the air, then puts up the shot. Missed the shot, but drew the foul. So the foul's going to be on Cooper Hornaday, and that's his first. Caleb Cox with 3 points, looking for four. First shot on the way. No good. So Caleb Cox backs off the free throw line, stands back on. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 4 points for Caleb Cox. 27-14. As Rehm gives it to Perkins atop the key. Now Tomlin left wing. Bounce pass to Perkins. Inside Carter Simmons. Simmons lost the handle on the basketball, kicked it out of bounds. Quick hands by Canton. It'll be Canton basketball as Carter Simmons checks out. And Morris checks back in for the Midgets. So Burbridge will come across the timeline. Gets it to Sparrow on the left wing. In the left corner, Burbridge. Inside to Frazier. Puts up a reverse layup and got it. Kyle Frazier with 4 points. 29-14 is Tomlin to the left wing. Tomlin looks for somebody to throw it to. Gets it out to Rehm, the left side of the circle. To Perkins, top of the key. No look pass. And batted around, and out with it comes Kyle Frazier. to Sparrow. 1:30 left to play in the first half. Sparrow between the two circles with the double team, a whistle, and a foul. Foul's going to be on Owen Ream. That's his first. Now Oliver will check back in. Sparrow will check out. And Burbridge will inbound on the near sideline. Burbridge gets it in. Dotted line to Oliver. Oliver probably tried to dump it down low to Frazier from the dotted line. Probably should have taken the shot. Instead, he threw it out of bounds. So here comes Perkins to Ream on the right wing. Out past Tomlin between the two circles to Perkins to Tomlin. Inside it goes to Morris to Ream in the right corner. Tomlin gives it back to Morris, and he brings it out between the two circles, dribbles to the left wing. Perkins in the left corner. Perkins gets it inside, tried to Tomlin, and a whistle and a foul. Maybe on Blaine Perkins. It will be. So Blaine Perkins picks up his first foul. McReynolds will check in. Owen Ream will check out. 1:04 left to play in the first half. 29-14, Canton with the lead. Oliver on the left wing in the left corner to Burbridge. Back to Oliver on the left wing. Bounce pass to Cox on the right, left side of the circle. Now Oliver dumps it down low, tried to get it to Cox, and is stolen away by Chase Tomlin to Perkins. As Perkins, underhand pass goes to Morris. Shot on the way out of the left corner, no good. And that was a long pass to Cox. He's too far into the basket, throws up the shot, and it's going to go back to Putnam County. So Morris will inbound, gets it to Perkins. Perkins, underhand pass to Morris, to Tomlin on the left wing. Perkins takes it down in the paint. No look pass. Passed Hornaday, but picked up by Tomlin in the left corner to Morris. Now McReynolds, top of the key, to Tomlin on the left wing. Inside, free throw line, Morris. 15-footer, no good. And Oliver off the rebound. Oliver gets under the basket, kicks out to Burbridge for three. No good. And Frazier off the rebound, puts it back up and in at the buzzer. 6 points for Kyle Frazier, and that's the end of the first half. With the score, Putnam County 31, or Canton 31, Putnam County 14. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Later this week, some 32,000 employees of Disney World will vote on a new contract proposal from the theme park giant's management. The impacted workers, some 40% of all Disney World staff, range from those who perform as characters to shop and restaurant workers to bus and tram drivers to housekeepers. Union leadership is urging members to vote no to the proposal, saying the contract is inadequate. Disney shares fell 1.8% today. With investors cautious of a slew of earnings reports and a Fed policy meeting, stocks tumbled to open the new week. The tech-heavy NASDAQ composite skidded 228 points, or about 2%. The S&P 500 and Dow Industrials dropped 52 and 261, respectively. Boeing announced it will set up a fourth 737 MAX assembly line, this one inside its wide-body jet plant in Everett, north of Seattle. The other three MAX assembly lines are in Renton, a suburb southeast of Seattle. That's Your Money Now.
As a Walgreens pharmacist, I talk with people all the time about little tips and tricks for filling their Medicare prescriptions, like taking advantage of Walgreens 90-day refills to save them a trip, or using Refill by Scan, which is super easy and right on your phone. And for anybody worried about prescription costs, I say, hey, we got you, with low-cost copays on many medications.
Let's talk about making things easier. Walgreens is here. Fill your way and save at walgreens.com/Medicare. See pharmacists for restrictions and exclusions.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all. Available exclusively at Pajamagram. Sexy, sultry, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her soft skin. Even more alluring than lingerie, the texture and touch of these pajamas is so seductive. Go to Pajamagram.com right now. That's Pajamagram.com. Use code NUDE, N-U-D-E, and save 25% off your order of naturally nude pajamas. Order now.
Welcome back, everybody, to La Plata High School, the La Plata Tournament, and we're at halftime of this boys' first-round game. 4-5 matchup, and number 4 Canton leading number 5 Putnam County. 31-14. As I'm going to have to add this up again, 9-10. Okay, 14. And let's take a look at the first half scoring. First for Canton, Caleb Cox with 4 points. Evan Burbridge with 7. Preston Burr with 10. Tyler Frazier with 2. Caden Oliver with 2. And Kyle Frazier with 6. For Putnam County, Carter Simmons with 2. Blaine Perkins with 2. Chase Tomlin with 1. Braden McReynolds with 7. And Cooper Hornaday with 2. Canton led 10-7 after one quarter. Canton has outscored Putnam County 21-7 in the second quarter, and lead here at halftime 31-14. Back with more in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Start the new year off right with lag-free gaming, uninterrupted connectivity, and increased online security. Start the new year off right with Nemer's Fiber to the Home Internet. You'll love Nemer's Fiber to the Home difference. Our speeds are fast. Our internet and telephone services are reliable. And most importantly, Nemer is local. Fiber to the Home is the best internet available, and Nemer's providing it. Learn more at www.nemer.net. Nemer wishes you a happy, healthy, and connected new year.
It's Slip It, Cuff It, Check It. Talk to the doctor now and share it.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to the doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
You want your news while it's still news, but when you subscribe to your weekly newspaper, it may take several days to receive it by mail. By that time, the next edition is getting ready for publication. That's why the Unionville Republican invites you to subscribe online. Get your local news, sports, and other important features immediately instead of having to wait until the news is no longer the news. For the latest rates and to sign up for an online subscription, go to the Unionville Republican's website at UnionvilleRepublicanOnline.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Play the Tournament. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Putnam County Midget Basketball on your sports leader for Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMM FM Memphis. Again, we're at halftime with Canton leading Putnam County 31-14. First game of the evening, it was Canton and Putnam County girls going at it, as Canton, the number 3 seed, Putnam County, the number 6 seed, and Canton got the best of Putnam County, 69-28, as Canton was led in scoring by Keelan Ott with 13 points, Emma Holtz with 13, Macy Glasgow with 14, and Macy Fisher with 17, while Putnam County led by Carly Seaton with 11 points. Canton jumped out 22-7 after one quarter. Canton outscored Putnam 14-11 in the second quarter. Canton led 36-18 at the half. In the third quarter, Canton outscored Putnam 25-8. Canton took a 61-26 lead into the final quarter, where Canton outscored Putnam again 8-2. Canton girls win at 69-28. Canton improves to 14-6, while Putnam County girls 10-10. And I'll be back with the third quarter in 2 minutes. This is KMM Sports.
Missouri Nut Sports, I'm Bill Pollack. The Chiefs are heading to the Super Bowl for the third time in the last 4 years. Harrison Butker drilled a game-winning 45-yard field goal with 45 seconds left as the Chiefs finally beat the Bengals 23-20 in the AFC Championship game.
At the end of the game there, I had a run to get the first down, and it got us into field goal range. So credit to them, and then just trying to stay on it, and we have 2 more weeks, so we got to keep doing it.
Patrick Mahomes battled through a high ankle sprain to throw two touchdown passes. Chris Jones, who has 65 career sacks during the regular season, including 15 this year, recorded his first two postseason sacks. The defense came up big. They also sacked Joe Burrow five times and picked him off twice. Some are calling it the Kelce Bowl. Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce and his brother Jason, a center for the Eagles, become the first brothers to face each other in the Super Bowl.
You won't see me talking too much trash because of how much respect and how much I love my brother, but it's going to be an emotional game.
Bill Pollack, Missouri Net Sports.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Welcome back, everybody, to La Plata High School. As again, we're at halftime, it's boys' first round game, and Canton leading La Plata, leading Putnam County, 31-14. Coming up next, it's a girls' first round game, a 2-7 seed. The number 2 seed, North Shelby Lady Raiders, and number 7, Scotland County. We'll have that one for you following this ball game. As it's been all Canton in the first half, Putnam County shooting in some, they've cold shooting, to say the least. But there's a lot of quick hands. And I know Putnam County and Kyle Placeman would not use this as an excuse, but they are missing their center, Trace Riediger. So we'll see what Kyle Placeman has come up with at halftime. He's having to face 6'5", 6'7", inside. And right now, Putnam County, without Trace Riediger, has nobody to even contest it. Cooper Horn today has done an excellent job trying to play inside with the big guys. But when you got Preston Brewer at 6'5", that can play all over the floor, so you never really know where he's at. And then Kyle Frazier, about 6'7", and he just posts up down on the block. Then the three guards get quick hands. Makes it kind of tough for Putnam County, and they trail 31-14. They'll have the basketball to start the second half. Carter Simmons will trigger as Simmons gets it into Blaine Perkins. As Perkins will bring it across the timeline, gets it to Ream on the right wing, back to Perkins. Perkins puts it off glass, no good. Preston Brewer off the rebound. Outlet goes to Caleb Cox. Cox to the right corner. Gets it inside to Frazier. Off glass. Got it. 8 points for Kyle Frazier. Perkins to Ream for three. On the way. No good. And Frazier off the rebound. Preston Brewer. Bounce pass to Cox. Didn't lead him enough as it's stolen away by Blaine Perkins. Perkins. Jump stop inside. Battled away. Picked up by Chase Tomlin. Got it. 3 points for Chase Tomlin, 33-16. Burbridge between the two circles. The Sparrow in the left corner gets it inside to Brewer, out to Burbridge. Now Cox on the right wing. Cox looks inside to the right wing to Burbridge. To Brewer down the right lane, a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Carter Simmons, and that's his third. So 3 fouls on Carter Simmons, first team foul of second half against Putnam County. Morris will check in, and Simmons will check out. So Brewer to inbound. Looks for somebody. Still looks for somebody. Gets it out to Cox. Between the two circles now, Brewer for three out of the corner. Bullseye! 13 points for Preston Brewer. Here comes Chase Tomlin to the left wing. Now Ream at top of the key. Perkins gets it back to Ream. Ream couldn't hang on to it. And it's stolen away. And whistling a foul. The foul's going to be on Owen Ream. So Ream picks up his second personal foul. Canton will inbound on the far sideline. Caleb Cox will inbound to Sparrow. Sparrow brings it across the timeline, top of the key, bad pass. Stolen away by Ream, takes it to the hoop, lays it up and got it. First point for Owen Ream. Takes it by Putnam County. Cox will get it to Sparrow, the Brewer. Down low it goes to Burbridge for the shot, rejected by Hornaday. Out comes Perkins. To Ream, to Perkins, gets it inside to Hornaday. Hornaday wasn't looking for the pass. He was looking for Perkins to shoot the ball. So pressure again by Putnam County. Cox gets it ahead to Burbridge. Over to Brewer. As Brewer gets Hornaday in the air, lays it up and got it. 15 points for Preston Brewer. 38-18 as Owen Ream to the right wing. Perkins to the left wing to Tomlin. Tomlin tried to get it inside to Morris. It's stolen away by Canton. Sparrow to the right wing. Sparrow looks inside, finds Brewer. Now Frazier puts it up and got it. 10 points for Kyle Frazier. Blaine Perkins across the timeline to the top of the key. Dumps it out to Morris on the left wing. Now Ream, the free throw line shot up, got no good. Hornaday gets the rebound, puts up the shot, no good, and Cox comes away with it. Caleb Cox brings it across the timeline. No-look pass down in the corner intended for Burbridge. And I don't know whether Burbridge was looking for it or not. It wasn't really a good pass. 5 minutes left to play in the third quarter, 40-18. Canton with the lead as Perkins splits a double team, gets the ring back to Perkins. Now Tomlin off the baseline, put up a shot, no good. Frazier off the rebound. Gets it out to Sparrow. Sparrow bounce past Cox, drives the right baseline, gets it inside to Brewer. Brewer puts the shot up, missed it. Got it back, puts it back up, missed it. And Morris comes off with the rebound. Mason Morris lost the ball loose on the floor, picked up by Cox. Gets it back to Preston Brewer. Now Sparrow has it on the right wing. Sparrow. It's an inside to Brewer. Brewer, little 10-footer, missed it. And Owen Ream off the rebound. Ream makes a bad pass to Perkins. Stolen away by Burbridge. Puts it off glass. Got it. 9 points for Evan Burbridge and a timeout on the floor. 4:15 left to play in the third quarter. It's Canton 42, Putnam County 18. Back in 60 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Hannah complained of a headache. It was a rhabdomyosarcoma. Within a few days, Hannah was in treatment because we were told that the tumor was very aggressive. And it very quickly became clear that St. Jude was the ultimate place to be. So we've essentially put our lives in South Africa on hold. Incredibly blessed to be here. St. Jude is an asset to the world. The research that is developed here is offered freely to the rest of the medical world. The entire way that the place operates is just to give and to care. I think it's the kind of place that not only stands as a beacon for pediatric cancer, but I think it could teach the world a couple of lessons about how to treat people. And I think if those lessons could be learnt even in their most basic form, this world could be a better place.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back at the play of tournament, pressure by Canton as Putnam County. Now Sparrow steals the basketball from McReynolds, gets it inside to Brewer off glass, got it. 17 points for Preston Brewer. Now McReynolds gets it ahead to Morris, takes it down to the left baseline. 10-foot jumper on the way, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Morris. So Caleb Cox will inbound. Gets the ball to Burbridge, back to Cox. As Cox will bring it across the timeline. 2-1-2 zone by Putnam County. Sparrow on the right lane. To Frazier, gets it inside to Brewer, and Brewer walks with it. Jockey, poor little position down on the right block, and they call him for a travel. As into the ball game, Riley Ayers will check in. Carter Simmons will check out. Also, Sparrow and Burbridge will check out. Back in the ball game comes Gottman as with the basketball, Morris, and a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Drew Gottman. That's his first. Also, Oliver back in the ball game for the Canton Tigers. So McReynolds inbounds to Morris between the two circles. 3:30 left to play in the third quarter. Bounce pass inside, right to Kyle Frazier. Gets it to Oliver, takes it to the hoop, lays it up and got it. 4 points for Caden Oliver, 46-18. As with the basketball, Randall Ayers. Ayers gives it to Morris. Tries the 15-footer, no good. Gottman with the rebound. Gives it out to Cox. Cox will take it to the hoop, lays it up. It goes down. It counts, and he fouled. The foul is going to be on Mason Morris. That's his first. And for Caleb Cox, that's 6 points. In the ball game for Canton will come Tyler Frazier. Kyle Frazier will check out. 3:04 left to play in the third quarter. Isaac fires it, missed it, and Tyler Frazier off the rebound. Had the ball slapped out of his hand. It's going to be Canton basketball out of bounds on the far sideline. 3 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Caden Oliver to Trigger. Gets it to Gottman. And then back to Oliver on the right wing. Still with the dribble. Gets it inside. Tyler Frazier. Turn around. 10-footer. No good. And off the rebound comes Avery Campbell. Campbell gets the ball to McReynolds. Inside. Shot's put up. Got it. Randall Ayers with two. Oliver will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Caleb Cox between the two circles. That's Cox to the right wing. Frazier gets it in to Bo Taylor. And a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Avery Campbell. That's his first. So Bo Blue Taylor at the line, he'll shoot two. First shot on the way. Got it. First point for Taylor. 49-20. As back in the ball game, or in the ball game, look, come Baker. As Taylor's shot up. Got it. As soon as I find Taylor, there he is. Second point for him. Now McReynolds, 15-footer on the way. No good off the right side of the circle. And Oliver takes it down in the paint, kicks it back out. Gives it to Gottman inside. Now Oliver kicks it back out to Gottman on the left wing. Gottman, 10-foot jumper on the way off the baseline. No good. And off the rebound comes Riley Ayers. Ayers gets it inside. Shot's put up. Got it. Two in a row by Randall Ayers. He has four. 50-22. Canton with the lead and the basketball. As Bryce Baker, they tried to get it inside to Frazier right between his legs. And out with the loose ball comes Randall Ayers. Ayers gives it to Riley Ayers. Now three-pointer off the right wing, no good. And Frazier comes off the rebound. That was Avery Campbell. As Oliver kicks it back out to Gottman. He'll try a three on the way, no good. And out with the rebound. And I knew I would have a number they didn't have down. It's number 32 for you Putnam County fans. Now bad pass all the way by Gottman. Gottman. Bounce pass to Oliver, puts it up, and got it. 6 points for Caden Oliver. 52-22. 44 seconds left to play in the first half, and now a double dribble by Randall Ayers. So the turnover gives it back to Canton. Godman will inbound on the near sideline to Oliver. As Oliver will bring it across the timeline. Gets the ball to Baker. Now takes it to the down in the paint, puts up a shot, no good. That was Bryce Baker. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Canton basketball out of bounds on the far sideline. 26 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Godman will get it in to Blue Baker. Now they get it to Frazier. Frazier's at the dotted line. Lost the ball. Picked up by McReynolds. As McReynolds bring it across the timeline. Off the right wing. Did get it underneath. Shots put up. Blocked by Canton. And now a prayer at the buzzer. No good. And that's the end of the third quarter with the score. Canton 52. Putnam County 22. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Putnam County R1 schools are honored to have the opportunity to educate tomorrow's leaders. Citizenship, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and teamwork are all characteristics that they strive to teach their students to be successful in life. Putnam County R1 schools take pride in their students' achievements, whether it's on or off the field, in Putnam County midget teams.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. 3 above tonight under mainly clear skies. North winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 23. Lows dip down to around 11 tomorrow night. Mainly clear skies. Dry and turning much warmer Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the mid-30s to the upper 30s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 13.
Back at the plate, Canton with a 52-22 lead as Oliver with the basketball to Godman. Godman to the top of the key. Gives it to Oliver on the left wing. Oliver takes it into the paint, gets it back to Godman. He'll try a three. No good. Rebound tipped around, and it goes out of bounds as Bryce Baker touched it last. So it'll be Putnam County basketball. Carter Simmons will inbound to Blaine Perkins. Perkins will bring it across the timeline to Ream on the right wing inside the Hornaday. Dotted line has had the ball stolen away, but right back to Ream. Puts it up. It goes down. It counts, and he's fouled. 4 points for Owen Ream. As Ream will go to the basket, as a foul is going to be on Blue Taylor. Yeah, his first. As Canton brings back Burbridge, Kyle Frazier, Preston Brewer, Zach Sparrow, and Caleb Cox. The starters are back on the floor for both teams. As Owen Ream, free throw up, no good. Brewer off the rebound. Outlet comes to Burbridge. As Burbridge takes it to the right wing, kips it over to Sparrow on the left wing, to Cox. Inside Kyle Frazier, tried to dump it off to Brewer, batted away, picked up by Carter Simmons to Blaine Perkins. As Perkins splits double team, had a ball slapped away by Burbridge out of bounds. It'll be Putnam County basketball. So Carter Simmons will inbound on the far sideline, looks for somebody, gets it to Perkins. Perkins to Ream on the right wing. Inside to Simmons on the right block. Ball away 10-footer and got it. 4 points for Carter Simmons. Caleb Cox brings it across the timeline to the right wing. Out to Burbridge between the two circles. Sparrow on the left wing beyond the arc. As Sparrow drives the baseline. Kicks it back out. As now I think Canton wants a timeout. 6:29 left to play in the ball game. It's Canton 52, Putnam County 26, back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Putnam County State Bank is your hometown bank, and they take pride in offering their customers all the modern-day conveniences they expect from their financial institution. NetTeller, their online banking solution, allows for easy account access and effortless bill payment. NetTeller is a secure and convenient way to manage your finances. stop in and see them at Unionville or Milan, and they'll be happy to get you started with internet banking. Member FDIC.
6:29 left to play in the ball game. It's all Canton right now, leading Putnam County 52-26. Canton will have the basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. Caleb Cox will trigger. Cox looks for somebody. Still looks. Gets it out to Brewer on the left wing to Cox in the left corner. Back to Brewer. Brewer kicks it back to Cox. Tries a three. It's no good. And on Hornaday comes off the rebound to Perkins. Gives it over to Ream on the right wing. Perkins takes it down the right lane to Ream for three on the way. Left it short. And out with it comes Burbridge. It's Burbridge. Takes it to the right wing. Still with the dribble. Looks for somebody to throw it to. Gets it to Brewer on the right baseline. Out to Burbridge on the right wing. Skips it to the left corner to Cox. He'll try another three. No good. And Hornaday off the rebound. To Perkins. To Ream. As now, I think Ream may have stepped on the sideline. So it'll be Canton basketball. 5:47 left to play as Cox gets it into Burbridge. As Burbridge has it between the two circles. Gives it to Sparrow on the left wing. Sparrow, one dribble, gives it back to Burbridge. Top of the key, takes it down the right lane. A whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Owen Ream. That's his third. So three fouls on Owen Ream. Team fouls against Putnam County. Caleb Cox against a 2-3 Putnam County zone. Cox, bounce pass inside to Sparrow. Sparrow, little 10-foot jumper, got it. First two for Zach Sparrow. 52-26. Perkins to Tomlin for three. In and out, no good. And Frazier comes off the rebound, gets it ahead to Brewer. Brewer jams it home. Preston Brewer had the wide-open look. 19 for Preston Brewer. It's now Ream puts up the shot, blocked. Brewer's going to do it, tries to do it again. Off glass goes down, counts, and he's fouled. Carter Simmons will pick up the foul. That's his fourth. And for Preston Brewer, that is 21 points. So 21 points for Preston Brewer, looking for 22. Eyes it, fires it, and got it. 22 points for Preston Brewer. 57-26. Canton with the lead. Perkins across the timeline. Dumps it down low to Hornaday. Gets it back to Perkins. Now Ream on the right wing to Tomlin. Back to Ream for three. On the way, no good. As Frazier off the rebound. Gets it out to Burbridge. Burbridge, it walked with it. He tried to get Perkins in the air, and he didn't think he did. Coach Armentrout was trying to tell him, shoot it instead of stopping. As here's Ream to Perkins. Gets it to Tomlin. 15-footer on the way and got it. 5 points for Chase Tomlin. 57-28. Cox will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Burbridge on the deep right wing. Sparrow at the free throw line. Out to Cox on the left wing. As Cox back to Sparrow. Now Burbridge will try a three. It's short, but taken by Brewer. Brewer kicks it back out to Cox in the left corner inside to Frazier. Whistle and a foul. And the foul is going to be on Hornaday. Yep, it'll be on Cooper Hornaday. Two fouls on Cooper Hornaday. Now continuous clock. And Kyle Fleischman clears his bench. And Kyle Frazier will go to the line. He has 10 points, looking for 11. First shot up. It's good. 11 points for Kyle Frazier. The clock is stopped as Brewer sets down. Coach Armentrout will clear his bench. Sparrow checks out. Kyle Frazier will come out probably after this free throw. Frazier with 11, looking for 12. Got it. 12 points to Kyle Frazier as he checks out of the ball game. Blue Taylor checks in. Also, Tyler Frazier checks in. As across the timeline comes Randall Ayers. Top of the key, McReynolds. To Morris on the left wing. Now Morris has it on the left side of the circle. Kicks it down to Riley Ayers. To Randall Ayers. Tried to get it back to Riley. Pass is slapped out of bounds. It'll be Randall Ayers gets it into Riley. Riley off the baseline. Puts up the shot. Missed it. And rebound saved in by Frazier. The outlet goes to Dom Spurgeon. Spurgeon had the basketball. Now gets it down and tried to get his right corner, and the ball stolen away and put up by McReynolds. As McReynolds, Braden McReynolds has 9 points. 2 minutes left to play in the ball game. Spurgeon gets the ball to Davis at the top of the key. Davis tried to put up a shot, lost it, went out of bounds. So it's going to be Putnam County basketball. 1:56 left to play in the ball game. Across the timeline will come Trace Halley. Halley now a shot put up out of the corner. No good by Riley Ayers. Ball saved in bounds. They get it inside to that to my mystery 32. And he'll be at the line to shoot a two shots. So first shot on the way. Left is short. No good. 1:42 left to play. So Canton will advance and play Green City on Wednesday night. Next shot up. Got it. So here comes Canton. Across the timeline, Spurgeon. Spurgeon tried to force it inside. All slapped out of bounds by Putnam County, so it'll be Putnam County basketball. As here comes Halley across the timeline. Halley gives the ball up to Morris. Morris gives to Avery Campbell. Now Morris jumps the dotted line, puts it up and got it. Now Mason Morris has 2 points. 61-31. Candle with the lead. And the basketball as Blake Sparrow had the basketball, lost it. And back it comes to Putnam County as Morris will get the ball in to Trace Halley. And Halley across the timeline back to Morris on the left wing, now left side of the circle to Riley Ayers. Riley gives the ball to Avery Campbell. Inside to Riley Ayers, puts the shot up, no good. And 32 off of the rebound. The foul is going to be on number 24 would be George Parmenter Davis. Picks up his first foul. As Putnam County had the basketball, Trace Halley had it, tried to get it back to Campbell, and right through Campbell's hands and out of bounds. Under a minute left to play. Blake's Farrell across the timeline, a whistle and a foul. As the foul is going to be on number 12, which would be Trace Halley. So Halley picks up his first foul. And at the line will be Blake Farrell. Shots on the way, no good. And Canton off the rebound. That was Frazier. Now Spurgeon will take it to the hoop, put up a shot, and got it. Dom Spurgeon has 2 points. Here, Campbell, three-pointer on the way, no good. And Frazier off the rebound. Frazier gets the ball ahead, shot's put up, no good. But he's fouled, and he's fouled by Mason Morris. That's his second. As Blake's Farrell will go to the line and shoot two shots. Looks for his first points of the ball game. 22 seconds left to play. eyes it, fires it, missed it. 22.6 seconds left to play. As again, coming up, girls' first-round game, North Shelby and Scotland County girls. Sparrow eyes it, fires it, and missed it. The Fraser comes off the rebound. Gets it back out to Spurgeon. To Sparrow, back to Spurgeon. Back to Sparrow. Sparrow takes it down the paint, or down the right lane, puts up a shot. Missed it, but it was knocked out of bounds by Putnam County with 10 seconds to go. As Tyler Frazier will inbound to get it out between the two circles. As Davis will just dribble it out, and that's the end of the ball game with the final score. 10-61, Putnam County 33. Back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Stop, call or click before you dig. Dig safely.
Underground utilities are everywhere, even in your yard. No matter how small the job, know the dangers before you dig. Call 1-800-DIG-RIGHT or 811 or click on mowonecall.com. Digging without knowing where it's safe to dig can cause tremendous damage, even loss of life.
Stop, call or click before you dig. Dig safely.
It's the law. Call or click before you dig.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. 3 above tonight under mainly clear skies. North winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 23. Lows dip down to around 11 tomorrow night. Mainly clear skies. Dry and turning much warmer Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the mid-30s to the upper 30s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 13.
And welcome back, everybody, to the La Plata Tournament. It's the final as this 4-5 matchup. It was all Canton, as it turns out, as Canton defeats Putnam County 61-33. Take a look at the scoring. First four, Canton. Caleb Cox with 6 points. Evan Burbridge with 9. Zach Sparrow with 2. Dom Spurgeon with 2. Blue Taylor with 2. Preston Burr with 22. Tyler Frazier with 2, Caden Oliver with 6, and Kyle Frazier with 12 points. For Putnam County, Carter Simmons with 4, Blaine Perkins with 2, Chase Tomlin with 5, Owen Ream with 4, Braden McReynolds with 9, Randall Ayers with 4, and Mason Morris with 2. Cam jumped out 10-7 after one quarter. Canton outscored Putnam 21-7 in the second quarter and led 31-14 at the half. In the third quarter, Canton again outscored Putnam 21-8 to lead 52-22 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Putnam outscored Canton 11-9, but Canton wins it 61-33. Canton improves to 12-9, Putnam County 11-9. Coming up, it's a girls' first-round game, North Shelby ladies and Scotland County ladies. I'll have that one for you, Dave, let's say in about 6 minutes. This is KMM Sports.
Okay, Donnie, and tonight's game has been brought to you by these Putnam County sponsors. They include Mayberry Farms and Accessories, North of Memphis, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank, and the Unionville Republican Weekly Newspaper.